Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my wonderful co-host, Keith Glasser. Keith, how are we doing?
Great, how are you?
I'm good. Didn't want to throw you a curveball today, so I started off with a standard intro.
Appreciate it.
Want to take a couple minutes as we get to the back end of the semester, specifically targeting the high school guys, but I do think it's also important for college guys to kind of take this stance on it too. But closing out the semester strong from an academic perspective and the importance that has. It's something that me and you have harped on and something that we think is really important as we go through the recruiting process. But I'm going to pass it over to you to impart a little bit of wisdom on why this is so important and how it plays a role in recruiting.
Yeah, I think the tough part when you get into baseball season, especially now, if you're in the Northeast or Mid-Atlantic or New England, like the spring we've had, you're likely stacking games on top of each other and playing quite a bit. The importance of being able to keep your grades up while you're continuing on either high school season is going to be huge, right? You want to close this semester out on a high note from a grade standpoint, because depending on where you are, if you're a sophomore or if you're a junior looking to go be recruited into your senior year, like you want to make sure that you can show that you've really done a really good job of continuing to trend upwards into your spring semester during the baseball season, because it is going to be able to show coaches, in some regards, like, hey, like he's still able to knock down a average while playing baseball and all this stuff. So, it gives it can glean a little bit more information of like, okay, hey, during the season, the grades tick down. Like, is that going to happen when he gets to campus? And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. I think one thing that, we can talk about a little bit too at the college level is that it can be I don't want to say easier from an academic standpoint. Like, you have a little bit more freedom, obviously, but you're generally taking some classes that you have a lot of interest in. So likelihood of you actually wanting to go and do a really good job in those classes is higher than, me. If I was a history major, I can flat out tell you I was not good at math. So the math class I was taking was probably not going to be that strong for me. But to be able to show during your high school years that you can do a really good job academically while playing baseball is a good part of the recruiting process to kind of talk about, because it does show that you're going to be capable of doing that in the classroom and on the field when you get to college. It's just little tells as you go of like, okay, this kid's still able to hold down a 90 plus average while playing baseball and doing all the things that he needs to do, so that when he gets to me, it's just the natural development of being able to handle this stuff and being able to travel and get ahead of your grades and make sure that you're on top of things. And I think that that's, it's hard, and especially in college right now, if you're at Division III, you're winding down, right? Like, there's 2-3 weeks left before you get into conference tournaments, and they're likely falling around the same time finals are, so it can get a little stressful and it can get to be a lot. Division II and I go a little bit longer, so you can kind of wrap up finals and then still have 2 or 3 more weeks before you even get to the tournament. But Division III specifically, you're usually hitting finals week during the conference tournament and things like that, so it can get to be pretty stressful. And being able to handle that, the stress academically and getting ahead of it and making sure that you're staying on top of your grades, is a huge component of being able to find success at the college level. And you can glean that information during the high school recruiting process by seeing, how guys handle the high school season and their grades.
Yeah, absolutely. And make no mistake about it, the academic piece is important no matter where you intend to go to school. And I think that sometimes that people think that really excelling academically is just for the high academic kids. But we've talked about this before, that baseball is not a full scholarship sport. And with the ability for schools to stack, the better position you can put yourself in from an academic perspective, the more likely you're going to have opportunity to get money, specifically at the Division I and Division II levels. For the Division III guys, the academics become even more important, because that may be the only mechanism for you to get money, is to be excelling in the classroom. The other thing I want to add is this is something that, Keith, I know you've got a ton of insight into this, having some visibility into the admissions piece, but how you set your schedule going into next year is really important, and making sure that you're getting to some of those core classes that are really important for your eligibility. And I think sometimes guys get their GPAs a little bit inflated by courses that may not actually factor into their eligibility metrics, right? If you're taking an art design course, or you're taking kind of a more of an elective course, those aren't going to factor into your core GPA that is ultimately what's going to, one, deem you eligible, and two, is going to be the core of the evaluation from the academic and the admissions side of things. So really nailing down those English courses, the history courses, the math courses, and the science courses, that's where you need to be expending your energy, and making sure that you're not padding your transcript with courses that make your GPA look better than it is, when it actually is not really going to factor into that core GPA. So communicating with your guidance counselors that you get your schedule set up, making sure that you're taking the appropriate classes, making sure that you're checking the boxes from the eligibility perspective, but also that you're putting yourself in a position to achieve academically where you want to go, right? If you're a kid who's looking, if you're a 2026 and you've got aspirations to play in the Ivy League, rigor needs to be a main focus of how you prepare yourself. It's not just the core classes that you're taking. You need to have those APs. You need to make sure that you're in those honors courses. So paying attention to detail when it comes to how you set that up, and finishing that season strong, and making sure that you're excelling in the classroom to open, keep as many doors open for you as you possibly can.
The eligibility piece is huge. You're right. I think a lot of times your GPA can be inflated with some business courses and art and typing and things of that nature. But, you know, to understand that your core GPA from your math, English, science, history, global, whatever. And then, you know, there's foreign languages and philosophies and things like that that will factor in as well. But making sure that you have all of those courses on your transcript and you're doing well in those classes are huge for what you're going to do eligibility wise, but admissions wise too. You know, like if you're knocking down B's and C's, you're going to start closing doors to some other opportunities that might be out there. You know, obviously, and we've talked about this a lot, but the higher your grades, the more doors stay open to you longer, based off of your academic prowess, if you will. You know, the worse your grades are, like, it stands to reason, the less doors that are going to be open. So making sure that you have the eligibility piece checked off, and then also that you're, again, closing the semester out on a high, because, again, it can show insight into the type of student you are, and then, you know, what type of kid you're going to be from being able to handle the stresses of college life as well. So it's an important thing that needs to be kind of discussed and at least talked about for high school students as they continue on in their recruiting journey. But I don't think I have anything more to add. What about you, Andrew?
I think you covered it, Coach. And for those listening, hammer home those academics. Coaches want guys who excel on and off the field, because if you do well in the classroom, it's one less thing that coaches got to worry about. And they want to spend most of their time focusing on winning ball games and developing players. And it's, you know, we can both speak from experience. It's a lot more fun to coach players that you don't have to worry about whether they're doing the right things, and you don't have to constantly have a pulse on whether they're going to class or whether they're getting their schoolwork done. It makes things a hell of a lot easier. And if you get really good GPAs, you know, you can post in November on Twitter about how high your team GPA is, which is, you know, a trend that we both love. So with that, thank you for listening, everybody. Tune in next week and we will talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on emdbaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.